Good morning. It's a great day out there today. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sunny. And it's going to be real warm and humid. And I've already noticed there's a few papers going, trying to keep cool. So maybe this morning with the, it won't be that long, which is fine. We can all go out and enjoy God's wonder. But it is still a great day to be together. To be together as a family of God. To worship Him in all His splendor and His might. Isn't it great to know that we have Him as a friend, as a Father and Savior? Now let's just take a brief moment to focus on Him. To calm our minds, to calm our hearts, to calm our worries and our cares, and to allow Him to fill us in this place with His presence. O Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory upon the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants You have founded a bulwark because of Your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at Your heavens, the work of Your fingers, the moon and the stars that You have established, what are human beings that You are mindful of them, mortals that You care for them? Yet You have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them domain over the works of Your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the path of the seas. O Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. So this morning, I'll be talking a little bit about the song that I really like. It's a favorite of mine, especially this time of year. How Great Thou Art. This song, as we've sung it today, is not the same as it was first written. As most songs, as Jeff was saying here before, it's in a different key than what we're used to in the books. We sang it to the guitar. Like this song, it's changed over the years. And the origin of most songs, and this song too, is a poem. It's a poem called O Stor Gud, Swedish, O Great God. And it was written in 1985. And was sung as a Swedish folk hymn. It was not just 1885, not 1985. Sorry. Thank you, Linda. It was sung as a Swedish folk song, not as a hymn, but as a folk song that people could sing. And the words and the music were first published in 1891. And the arrangement was for guitar and piano. And this song was then translated, first to German, and then Russian, and then into English. And in English, it was only translated in 1925, and it was called O Mighty God. Now, the author of the poem, Carl Boberg, was on his way home from an afternoon service. Some say it was after a funeral. But he was on his way home. And like in Manitoba, the weather can change in 5 minutes. Just wait 5 minutes and it changes. He was on his way home, and in the distance, a storm brewed, a thunderstorm. They quickly had to run and find shelter. And as the storm passed, the freshness of the air, the colors, the vibrancy, and across the valley, a church, its bells ringing. And this inspired Carl to write this poem. He just had to praise all that God had given him and was around him, the wonders of it. The next person that actually made the changes to any songs to this song was Stuart Hind. Now, Stuart Hind was a missionary, and he was traveling through Russia at the time, and he heard this song in Russian. And he was so moved by it that he wanted to change the name. He changed it to "How Great Thou Art." And he also did rewrite some of the verses. So the verses you hear here aren't exactly according to the poem that Carl wrote. Now, Hind was in Russia, and he was visiting someone that was a Christian in the area. And there were very few Bibles at that time as well. So the people were reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, there was a repentance. And people were repenting of their sins, and they didn't just do it quietly. They exclaimed it. In loud voices, they exclaimed their sins and their repentance and their forgiveness. And that's where Carl Hind wrote the third verse. And later on, after the Second World War, he had been kicked out of Russia at that time, and he was in England. And there was, in a refugee camp, there were a bunch of Polish Christians there. They had been separated from families, and they did not know if they would ever see their families again. And when they were talking to Stuart, they said, "You know what? It doesn't matter if I find them or not. I'm just looking forward to the day when we can spend eternity together." So Hind, he finished his version of "How Great Thou Art" in 1949. And this song became very popular with the refugees all through the world. And it didn't come to the U.S. until 1951, the first time it came to North America. People liked it, but it really wasn't that well known until 1957. In 1957, Billy Graham had a crusade at Madison Square Gardens. And at Madison Square Gardens, the people were so enthronged by it when George Beverly Shea, and we all know him, sang it. And they insisted that he keep on singing it. And during that campaign, that short while he was at Madison Square Gardens, that song was sung 100 times. So the song did touch people at that time. And when I hear the song, it isn't the melody, whether it's sung with a guitar or sung with the piano. This song to me is the words alone, not the melody, the music, it's the words. "O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, I hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze." Those two verses talk about nature. As I was telling the kids, I've done a little bit of travel. Linda and I have done some traveling. And we have seen many wonders out there that would take your breath away. We've been in the Rockies, the Canadian Rockies. We've climbed to the top of a mountain. and the grandeur to see all that is around, the wonders. It's amazing. We've been to the Grand Canyon to see this crevice in the ground, so immense, so wonderful, and then drive north to Alberta through the desert of Utah, Montana, and watching the scenery change. How could God? Not how could God. He did change this scenery. He did make everything unique, special. Special from the giraffe, as funny as it looks, to the platypus that we don't really know what it is. It's a duck. Is it a, it's got a duck bill. It swims in the water. To the cheetah, 20 feet away with cubs eating on a carcass. The little faces that, there's little cats that you want to hug and just pick and carry, but their faces are covered with the fresh blood of a kill. To the lion lying right beside the truck that we're in. They're wild. The roof of this truck is open. We could have been lunch too, but we weren't. To walking on top of a mesa, of an escarpment, and as you come along and you walk down and you reach the Garden of Eden, there's a pool with trees, birds, freshness in the air, and to be able to swim in the middle of a desert, and then to go and to be where the great coral reef, where you have all the fish, all the wonders on the sand, and then to think of sitting out early in the morning on your front porch and watching the sunrise and looking at the sun setting, to walk through the garden and watch, see the wonders of what's going on in the garden, to Grand Beach, to the white sand, the heat, the water, or to the time when family gets together. Nature, that is what God did. That's the wondrous thing we see out there. But then we go to the next step. And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should have eternal life. Those are the last two verses. God created such a big world out there, so many intricacies, from the mosquito to the elephant, small to the large, from the strange and the weird to the most common bunny in the backyard. He created that world out there, but then there's the one big thing, is He created us next to Him. Us, fallible us. It was such a gift, such a blessing for Him to send His Son. And to think of you and me, there is this large world out there, but like the kids, we are known by Him, by name, by habit. How great Thou art is not just the wonder of God's creation, but it is also about God giving us a great gift, His Son. How God thought of you and me one in billions and billions of people on this earth. And then for that ultimate sacrifice of giving his son on the cross for us. And just thinking that I personally am known to Christ. He knows me by name. He wants me to be with him. And the same is with you. He knows you by name and he wants you to be with him. He forgives when we ask. When we ask for forgiveness, and even when we don't ask, he forgives. He doesn't hold any grudges. Any grudges for the times when we walk away and deny him. When we walk away and we say, I'm going to do it my way. He doesn't hold any grudges for the times when we don't listen, when he's hitting us over the head with a hammer. And he forgives us our sins no matter how small or how big. How the tears of Christ must have flowed for us these past few years. Angry words have been spoken. People have been hurt. People have gone away. And people have been angry. But what this song shows me, it shows me God with tears in his eyes, but his arms outstretched. Forgiving, forgetting. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to lead him. And when we let him lead, when we trust in him, then we can sing. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.